Open Language 英语，
潘吉建议告诉你。
Hi guys, this is Cynthia.
Hey guys, this is Jason.
Today we're going to talk about Memorial Day. So in the U.S., we have a holiday that's for remembering all the people who died while they were serving in the Army, in the U.S. Army.
So usually it's people that died in wars, mm-hmm. right? And so we call this Memorial Day because a memorial is when you remember someone or you remember something.
Mm-hmm.
So this holiday is always on the last Monday of May. And so when you have this, you have a 3-day weekend.
So it's a holiday in the U.S. That means that you don't have work and there's no school.
So what do Americans do for Memorial Day?
How about we listen to this dialogue 3 times and find out what they're going to do for Memorial Day weekend?
Dialogue first time.
Dan, do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies.
Sounds fun. Will you be there all weekend?
Yes. What are your plans?
I'm going to the Indianapolis 500. Stacy's parents live there, and her dad loves going to stock car races.
Are you into it?
Not really. I'd rather go to Vegas with you guys.
Sorry. Well, I still hope you have a great time.
You too.
Dialogue, second time.
Dan, do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies.
Sounds fun. Will you be there all weekend?
Yes. What are your plans?
I'm going to the Indianapolis 500. Stacy's parents live there, and her dad loves going to stock car races.
Are you into it?
Not really. I'd rather go to Vegas with you guys.
Sorry. Well, I still hope you have a great time.
You too.
Dialogue, third time.
Dan, do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies.
Sounds fun. Will you be there all weekend?
Yes. What are your plans?
I'm going to the Indianapolis 500. Stacy's parents live there, and her dad loves going to stock car races.
Are you into it?
Not really. I'd rather go to Vegas with you guys.
Sorry. Well, I still hope you have a great time.
You too.
All right, let's take a closer look at this dialogue. And the first line we have, Dan, do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend? So a plan is something that you are going to do, that you've already decided that you're going to do in the future or later. And so we're talking about plans for Memorial Day weekend. And so as we mentioned before, it's on a Monday, right?
So that means that you have a long weekend because you have Saturday off, Sunday off, and Monday. So it's a 3-day weekend.
Cynthia, do you have any plans for this weekend?
No, I don't because it's going to rain.
Ah, you can still have plans when it rains.
I don't like doing anything when it rains. How about you?
I am planning to have a dinner party.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to invite friends to my house and we're going to cook food and drink wine and stuff like that.
Sounds like fun. Then Dan says, yeah, I'm going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies. So Vegas, this is Las Vegas.
Of course.
The place where you go to casinos and gamble or spend money.
Do lots of crazy fun stuff.
And a bunch. A bunch is just a group of people, some of my friends, a group of my friends. College is what we use in the U.S. for university. So college is university. And buddies are friends. They're usually close friends, though. So I'm going to see my buddies tonight means I'm going to see my close friends tonight.
And people also commonly use buddy for maybe little kids or animals, something like that. They'll say, oh, hey, buddy, how's it going? Something like that. Mm-hmm. So going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies, a bunch of my college friends. Sounds like fun. Will you be there all weekend?
Yes. What are your plans?
And then she says, yes, I'm going to the Indianapolis 500. So Indianapolis is a city in the United States. It's in the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. So the city of Indianapolis is in the state of Indiana. And Indiana is close to Chicago.
Yeah, it's in the Midwest, the middle of America.
So right in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. And the Indianapolis 500 is a very famous car race that happens every Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it does. Have you been?
No, I've never been. I've never even watched it before.
Me either.
So what is a car race?
A car race is when a bunch of cars, so a group of cars, will compete. They'll try to go as fast as they can go to see who is number one, who is the fastest.
So you can talk about lots of different types of races. You can talk about a running race, a swimming race, a bicycle race. Those are all races.
Yeah, it's when you're competing against some other people to see who's number one.
Who's the fastest.
Who's the fastest, the best.
And so why is she going to the Indianapolis 500?
She's going because Stacy's parents live there and her dad loves going to stock car races. Okay, so stock car races. Stock cars are cars that are not like normal cars. They're not the cars you'll see on the street.
No, they look really different, right?
They look different and they're made to go fast. They're for racing only. They're not for driving to work or to school.
So the Indianapolis 500 is one of these races where they have very special cars and they go really fast, really, really, really fast. And people love it.
People do love it.
Have you watched it before?
No. I don't love it.
So lots of Americans care about the Indianapolis 500, but Cynthia and myself, we don't know
too much about it. No, but Stacy's dad loves them. So, and then he asks, are you into it? So he's asking, are you into watching stock car races? And to be into something means that you like it and you're really interested in it.
This is a really useful expression. We use this all of the time in English.
Yeah,
are you into it?
Into
what, Cynthia, what are you into right now? What are you into these days?
What am I into? Well, I've gotten back into exercising.
That's great.
So I've been doing that every morning.
That's awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What exercise are you doing?
I run around my apartment building and there are some machines. There's some gym equipment in my apartment building. I use the machines and I run around.
So you're into exercise.
Yes, I'm into exercising. How about you? Are you into anything?
Well, I'm also into exercising these days. I'm also into cooking really good meals for myself.
Ooh,
trying to stay healthy.
That's good.
So that's what we're into right now. And so she says, not really. She's not really into the Indianapolis 500. She says, I'd rather go to Vegas with you guys. So rather is another way to say prefer.
Yeah.
I would prefer to go to Vegas with you guys. I want to go
I
to Vegas
to go.
More than I want to go to the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, and probably because she's not into the stock car races.
Yeah, I understand.
I would do the same. I would rather go to Vegas. Sorry. Well, I still hope you have a great time. Okay, so here we use the word still hope you have a great time. So here it means even though you're going to the stock car race and you're not really into it, I still want you to have a good time.
Yeah, and I still hope that she has a good time as well.
And then the person says, you too. So you too have a good time.
I hope everyone has a good time.
Me too.
How about that?
Let's listen to this dialogue three more times.
Dialogue first time.
Dan, do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies.
Sounds fun. Will you be there all weekend?
Yes. What are your plans?
I'm going to the Indianapolis 500. Stacy's parents live there, and her dad loves going to stock car races.
Are you into it?
Not really. I'd rather go to Vegas with you guys.
Sorry. Well, I still hope you have a great time.
You too.
Dialogue, second time.
Dan, do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies.
Sounds fun. Will you be there all weekend?
Yes. What are your plans?
I'm going to the Indianapolis 500. Stacy's parents live there, and her dad loves going to stock car races.
Are you into it?
Not really. I'd rather go to Vegas with you guys.
Sorry. Well, I still hope you have a great time.
You too.
Dialogue, third time.
Dan, do you have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas with a bunch of my college buddies.
Sounds fun. Will you be there all weekend?
Yes. What are your plans?
I'm going to the Indianapolis 500. Stacy's parents live there, and her dad loves going to stock car races.
Are you into it?
Not really. I'd rather go to Vegas with you guys.
Sorry. Well, I still hope you have a great time.
You too.
So, Memorial Day in the United States is a little bit weird because it's a holiday to remember people that have died in wars, Americans that have died in wars.
Mm-hmm.
But in this dialogue, we didn't talk about that.
No.
In this dialogue, we talked about going on vacations
mm-hmm.
or going to the Indianapolis 500.
Mm-hmm. Going to Vegas.
So Americans don't really think about people who died in wars on this day, do they?
They don't. I mean, whenever it's Memorial Day weekend, sometimes I forget what the holiday is for.
Yeah, a lot of times people don't think about, I'm supposed to think about people who died.
Yeah, which is a little sad. We really should. Maybe there should be festivals, which I'm sure there are in some cities. There are festivals for people who have died when they've been in war.
But usually people just... three-day weekend,
yeah.
Hey!
People have barbecues.
Barbecues.
Yeah, so they invite a bunch of people to their house, and they cook food outside. They cook lots of meat, barbecues.
And one of the big things, of course, is that this happens at the end of May. So the weather is probably really nice everywhere in the United States.
You can go to pool parties.
Pool parties. Or people go on vacations.
Yeah.
So they go to Vegas or they go to Indianapolis to watch the Indianapolis 500.
Exactly.
So do you guys have a Memorial Day in your country? Have you ever celebrated it before? What do you do? Let us know in the comment section of this lesson or on the Open Language Facebook page.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
See you guys.